Charges are pending against two juveniles after a gun was shot outside of Montgomery Middle School, according to the police department. Captain Regina Duckett says MPD has apprehended two suspects after two juveniles attempted to gain entrance to McKee Middle School this morning. They were denied entry, and one of the juvenile suspects fired two rounds into the air as they fled the campus. McKee was immediately placed on lockdown. Two juveniles matching the earlier description were seen in the vicinity of Peter Crump Elementary School shortly after the McKee attempt. Peter Crump was also placed on lockdown as a result. The Montgomery Public School System Communications Office also released a statement saying, "We want our parents to know that the teachers, administrators, staff, our security, and MPD are all working together to keep our students safe." After a foot pursuit, officers also recovered a handgun and placed both suspects into custody. At this time, charges are still pending against the two suspects. Their identities have not been released. Governor Kay Ivey on Friday announced the appointment of Joshua Pendergrass as Communications Director. The appointment was effective Wednesday, April 19th. Pendergrass has nearly a decade of experience working in communication and media relations. He has also worked on several legislative and statewide campaigns in both Alabama and Tennessee. He has extensive experience in speech writing and public policy. As Communication Director, Pendergrass will manage Governor Ivey's communication strategy, working closely with Press Secretary Eileen Jones and other members of the Communication and Media Office of Governor Kay Ivey. Legislation that will require health insurers to cover an intensive autism therapy has stalled in the state's Senate after passing the House of Representatives unanimously. The House on April 20th voted 100-0 to mandate coverage of applied behavioral analysis therapy, also called ABA therapy. However, the bill was not signed to a Senate committee until a week later, and the committee chairman said it will be another week before the bill has a public hearing. Children can require 20 or more hours of speech therapy each week, but parents say it can be life-changing. Senator Tripp Pittman, who heads the budget committee that will hear the bill, said there are questions about state costs. This week is all about small businesses, which create 2 out of every 3 new jobs in the United States. During National Small Business Week, Alabama State University Small Business Development Center, also known as SBDC, is providing a business conference for small business owners and those looking to become entrepreneurs. Director of the SBDC, Andrea Rogers Mosley, says the conference will address key fundamentals, particularly for startup businesses.
For the new entrepreneurs, it's being in a room to be able to get best practices from those ones that's already in business, and also being in a room with the experts that can help guide them along with developing their business.
The conference will include keynote speaker, lender relations specialist at the USSBA, Alabama District Office, David Ramp, as well as a panel of experts, lawyers, lenders, and a host of people to share information. The event will take place from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the ASU Don Oliver Acadome Banquet Room. Registration begins at 8 a.m. For more information, call 334-229-4138. In other ASU news, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, SWAC, champion Alabama State University's women's tennis team, will host a viewing party when they find out their destination for NCAA regional play on May 2nd. The Lady Hornets, by virtue of winning the conference championship last week, earned the automatic bid for the conference. The championship is the first for the Lady Hornets since 1999 and is the third in school history. The selection show will air on NCAA.com at 4:30 on Tuesday. The team will also gather at the Midtown Pizza Kitchen located at 2940 Zelda Road. Presently, 74 degrees in the capital city. Plenty of sunshine is expected for the remaining of today. Highs will reach into the middle 80s. At night, lows return to the middle 60s. Tuesday, expect a mostly sunny and warm day as highs are expected to reach in the lower 80s with night temperatures dropping into the 60s. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy conditions return with highs in the middle 80s. A chance of showers can't be ruled out with lows dropping into the 60s overnight. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Brittany Jones Dabney, WVAS News.